What?
What? If Buckham bids 1200 and Dalt says 1300,
What? We should do Bennett's model. I mean, Bennett's model.
How many times do they think I think of Aubergine?
And ladies will stop
You guys are
bidding.
playing late. Until 12:30, I could think. So I was all the way in my house. You hear the thing in my house.
You couldn't sleep.
Yeah, it's been months.
You got the whole thing down? Away up, locked up and loaded.
Welcome back.
Is this supposed to be cold today?
It's you.
Yeah.
Like on the fence, back and forth.
I'm
taking.
Sure I have to.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you're not going to stop going and take it. I guess. I'm on the fence. I took everything down. I'm on the fence.
My son tells me, you want me to take the schach down? No, you gotta take everything else down first. I just roll it up. Okay, I just roll it up, yeah. Just say, go to Gladbach.
Oh, because before the decorations? Before you get, you always take the schach first.
There's a system. You don't take down the right system, you're better not taking it down. It's like everything else in life.
I'm just not sure if I'm taking the panels off. On the fence.
The top is nothing. You didn't do anything on top. What's on top? I get kvittel. I get you.
Welcome back.
I didn't see you, Ashan Rabba. I did see you, Ashan Rabba. Maybe I didn't. Say will be held against you. Okay, you ready? We're up to Kuf Chof Dalet. Now, these from guys went after. Unbelievable. These soldiers, like regular from guys, like. Stack also a bus, a truck ramming, 40 people injured.
Whoa, what?
I'm not going on over there.
Where?
That's Israel. Yeah. Our brethren.
Yeah, what happened?
There was a terrorist attack. There was a lot of soldiers killed over Yontif. It's terrible. These guys, regular families, it's unbelievable. Reservist goes. The guy's 48 years old. Boom. He's got a whole family, 8 o'clock, everything. Got a whole family. Done.
Yeah, to reservists, so let's point that group of reservists.
No, one of the guys was 48, the other guy was 26, you know what I mean? It's not the. They don't discriminate there.
Where is that? Mishalayim? Where did it happen?
A terrorist attack? I don't know.
No, it's like all the. Bus attack? That's terrible.
I don't know. Let's go. The Chiddush is that in Detroit yesterday he had a rally with all Muslim. For him. Yeah, so basically we're handling over here, halacha, Bechor only takes Kuf Chof Dalet. You weren't in a few days, you know? We missed you. I couldn't wait to call you up for Aliyah, Chaim Michal Ben Abusha. It was the only name that I knew by heart without, even at that time of the day, that I wouldn't have to think about. So we have like this. Bumi's not, yeah, he's out. A lot of people not feeling well, yeah. You think it's my problem?
No.
Because I was sick? I'm still sick.
Everybody's sick. It's the winter.
I don't know. Anyway, so basically, Bechor takes Pishnaim, we said from Zroi Lachayim Lakeva, and the Gemara said that it was Makire Kahuna. It was very shechted. We said the kachim's kachim kalim, and we said the paru muhkeres and muskeres biyad acher mashasiroi be'efar. The yalda, that's referring to a paru that's rented out, and that the seicher pays the rent, the feed, and takes care of the animal. But if the yisayim are the ones taking care of the animal, so then it's a shvach that's not awesome and melo. It has to be a shvach that's awesome and melo. It has to come by itself. Something that comes that the same have to do. Like, for instance, if the father leaves over a piece of property and the brothers develop it, that's not a shvach that's awesome and melo. That property is only worth $1 million. Now that they developed it, it's worth, they got the improvements, they did the improvements on the property, it's worth $3 million. That part is considered roi, it's not called muhsuk, and he won't get pishnayim on that. So the Gemara says, "Mani Rebbe, this halacha is Rebbe the Tanya in Bechor Neitel Pishnayim b'Shvach sheshavchen nechos la'achem zaviyam. It won't get. Welcome. You slept in for 3 days.
Got a splissicle coming out.
Yeah, where were you?
So.
He down Masiki and
he was dodging all the minyanim. He didn't have time to learn. You know what I mean? David over here, over there. Ein b'chor neitel pishnayim b'shvach sheshavchu nechos l'achem yizavien. So you don't take... You don't take...
Someone's coming in.
You don't take pishnayim on nechosim that appreciated after the father's death. Rabbi Omer, that's the Tanakam, a Chamim. Rabbi Omer, Oimani, Bechor Neutel Bishnaim Shvach Shavchon Hosla Amachim Yisaviyam. Avaloi Bishvach Shishvich Yisoyim Lachim Yisaviyam. Anything that happened by itself, so you have a property that went up, all of a sudden it went up because property went up. The what? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, it's interesting. This is where Shah comes in, like bonds, these kind of things. What are they?
Savings account, they say it's a Shah.
Savings account.
It's like a loan to the bank.
Right. Depends how it's done. A bond, I'm not sure, because a bond is a piece of paper, right? Because a bond, it's guaranteed. Bonds are guaranteed, right? Bonds are guaranteed.
Bonds are guaranteed by the government.
It depends what type of a bond.
If you buy a bond and in 7 years is worth $100 and now you buy it for 50, that's called muhsuk, because that piece of paper is worth $100.
No, it's not worth 50.
Now, but in 7 years it's worth $100, so that's already muhsuk, because that's shvach d'asa melo.
You can cash it in early.
No, you can't cash it in early. I understand, but shvach d'asa melo, the paper automatically is going to be worth $100. If it's something that's not set in stone, fluctuates, stocks, this kind of stuff, is a big shiloh on that. The best thing is, tell your father whatever he's going to give you, he should give you now.
Father started writing down the name, but he couldn't finish the paper.
You remember that? My grandma's out the Galtiana, you know, so she didn't part with anything, because she's taking everything along. She has a big casket, and we're going to fill the whole thing, you know, straight, put it on 7th Street. And when you want something, you have to go there and talk to her and see if she'll drop it out, you know. So she didn't even arrange with Uncle Sam anything, so.
Uncle Sam is very, very lucky.
Uncle Sam was very lucky when she died. And begged her 100 times.
There's no way around it.
There's no way around taking money away from a lady, 100% control, when she wants control, you know.
There's no way around it.
But anyway. Baruch Hashem. We figured it out. We're here to tell the story. I mean, not me, my father. Well, you want to give your kid something? Let me know what you want to give. We can write it down now. We have Adam here. Give them all the debt. They're not accepting any debt, your kids. I spoke to them already. The debt you're going to have to give to the guys in Florida. A guy told me they went to write a will by COVID. By COVID, everybody was dying because right after Purim, it's like, you know, people still like, write a will. You never know. You're probably going to die. I mean, chances, it looks like everybody's just going to die here. And so he wrote a will. So he tells his son, okay, so what do you want? It's like, listen, you're a yeshiva guy, Ta. At most, you have $100,000 to give us all. Keep the chain. I'm not, you're giving to me with 100 strings attached. I have to learn. Just get off the program. Forget it. Give it out. I don't know. Give it to the other kids. I'm not learning. I'm not, you know, just, it's fine. You're going to have to give me a lot more money for what you have. Just keep the change. Keep the change. Okay, nice guy. Kukhov Dal and Olive right on top.
The poor guy was trying to be nice.
Yeah. Rabbi Ayani. But six to five lines on top. Noita Pirushnaim, Bishvach, Shavchun, Achos, Lachem, Izavim. Avale Bishvach, Shashmich, Yisam, Lachem, Izavim. Yerush a shtar choiv. What about a shtar choiv? So a shtar choiv is a loan. So basically, I have a piece of paper, not me. A guy has a piece of paper that somebody owes the father. Somebody owes the father $100,000. So over there, b'chor not to be shnayim. Why? So his mom says, "Hainu milva b'shtar." We're not referring to a milva al peh. You just meet a guy in shul, you borrow $100,000, and the guy gives it to you with two edim. No, to Adam, that's not what we're talking about. Hainu milva b'shtar, b'chor not to pishnayim. Kivin de muchzik b'shtar, as Bam says, al pi ashtar goyim nes ha-milva, al rei ki ilu ashtar ish biach, na'ay nechos min shokho in melo. That's called nechos shokho in melo. And then the Rosh Bam speaks out, da'afke milva b'shtar, milva al peh, afilu b'edim. Kivin like ashtar, muslim mitin per atichaloch, da'amavus ka b'edim, ain't sokho par b'edim, afilu b'edim, afilu b'edim, afilu b'edim, I feel Rabbi Yehuda the Lo Shakel Pishnayim the Ha'im Mechzokem Mechoyv Zeh Klal the name and the Chosah Shochem Atzvon. So basically, Rashbam is learning. It is Machalik Sushonim, but the Rashbam learns that it's Milva Vishtar, not a Milva Al Peh with Edom. So you have Milva Vishtar. Avloy Bishvach. Yosh Shtar Choyv B'chor Not Pishnayim Yotzalem Shtar Choyv. What about Fakert? Now they split everything. The Bechor takes Pishnaim. He got $200,000. They got, each one of them got $100,000. And now a neighbor comes and says, by the way, I lent your father $200,000. Now, and here's a shtar. Now you guys have to pay me back. So the brothers say, well, you got Pishnaim. So you got Pishnaim. You got to pay back a double portion also. It goes by percentage. We're not responsible for the whole thing. So that Aloch is an Echonami. Yotzlo shtar chor, Bechor knows a Pishnaim. You give, you take. It's, you know, you got. It's a two-way street. Vim Omar, ain't he noisim, ain't noitel. He makes a cheshbon. It's not worth it for me. I'd rather be like one of the brothers. This is before he takes it. It means the by the shiver, the neighbor came with the shtar choyv. He didn't wait. So he came right out. Before they split. Today it's very common because today the split in the state takes two. My grandmother's estate just got split now. It's 2 years later. Really? Takes time with Uncle Sam, the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Everybody's on the same page.
Takes time. Yes. Takes time to get everything up. You know. My mama ain't nice of ain't noitel. Rishoy, you're allowed to do that.
Except for he knows that he's going to be better.
Yeah, it means before he takes his second portion, his pishnayim, he says, I'd rather not have my pishnayim and be responsible for more money. So Rosh Bam says over here, the what?
Why would he take it?
What do you mean?
Because you can still get more money.
He knows what's in the state already.
So, he's still getting money.
Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't.
If he's getting $100,000.
What, you want to know why would he do it? No, the Gemara is saying a chiddush. No, he's a good question. Gemara is saying a chiddush. Gemara is saying that you're allowed to do this, even though if it's Yerusha, you can't do it. If Pishnayim is din Yerusha,
yeah,
you have no right to pick and choose. This is your lot. Sorry, tough luck. The Gemara is saying Chizuk, you're allowed to choose. Why? Because Pishnaim is not like Yerusha, it's like a Matana. So if you didn't accept it yet, you could back out. It's an add-on. So that's what the Gemara says. The second portion. You have a right to say.
And that would be the cheshbon that the chayv comes out of that portion specifically?
No. No. Chayv comes out of the estate.
So what's he gaining?
He's gaining because he's not. The way it is, he would pay more. He doesn't want to pay more. What do you mean, how?
Because he pays.
He's getting a pishnaim.
Depends how much money, really
depends how much money he's owed.
He pays only from the pishnaim?
No, he pays from everything.
So either way,
he pays a double chelik. I don't want to pay double chelik.
He got double chelik.
Yeah, but it makes a cheshbon.
It's true.
No, but it could be the chelik. It could be he'll pay out more than he got.
Because pishnaim only
might be left less than the brothers. Right. He might end up with less than the brothers if he pays out double.
Paying double back from the chayv.
He might end up less than the brothers.
Has,
if, I'll tell you
cash,
how it's possible.
He only gets double in cash.
No, he gets double everything.
No.
The whole state.
So
whole state.
Make sense,
of course it makes sense. Because let's say there's six brothers, there's five brothers, and there's $500,000.
Okay,
so he gets 160. He gets 160. They get 80 each. There's a $200,000 chayv. There's a $500,000 chayv. Right? So each brother. No.
Loses.
I understand. He loses double.
He doesn't lose double.
Yeah, he has to give double back.
Not more than he has.
As much as each brother. So he's like considered two brothers.
Okay.
So if he's ending up. It's not a good case because they're not ending with money. I'll give you a case. You have three. No, he can end up with less money.
Right.
He can end less money.
He doesn't get double of everything.
I'll tell you in a minute. He gets double of everything. Whole state. Five brothers.
Why would he do this? What's the case? Everybody's going to lose more money than he's getting. He got double to begin with.
It doesn't matter. If he's paying out, if the chayv is more than what he got.
You know what I'm going to get him? I looked at the bottom. If the brothers are minors, now he's going to be paying a big chunk of it.
Because
they don't
he's
pay.
Only
they're not paying.
Why not?
You know?
No, that's not the case.
What about if they're all
not it comes out of the state. The state's the state.
Right. So by leaving it more by the brothers, now more of the state sticks around.
I saw this morning somebody speaks out Claude that there's a metzias that he can end up with less money than the brothers.
You only get double of everything. According to all Mandamr? No.
Everybody.
2 days ago that he does it.
No. That wasn't the enough for me there.
Who?
So if he leaves it by the same time, it doesn't go to the guy.
Right. If he takes two portions, it's all going to come out of his part.
Not all, but whatever the chelik is.
Right.
I had a case this morning.
What's he saying? The one of their out of the country.
Right. Rajbang is a different case. No, Rajbang is, yeah, because.
What about when he comes back, the brother is not?
He's got in China. Who knows how long he's going to be there? Meantime, he's collecting the money. Now the older brother's going to have to wait till the guys come back and get it back.
Oh, the Rambam says, okay, if Gemir Shetzorich Zal Mavo Tfoya Es Echo Shalzel Adin, Vim Ein Yochel Lekoy Vim Mavsid, Oyem Ochum Yiz Yom, Eim Rida Malchoy Bekarak Ad Shom Bez Nantanis.
If the guy goes to him specifically and he loses, then...
If they go to, and they're all adults, he's going to...
No, that's not what it seems. It seems like if, let's say, one of them is not around, right? You can go to the guy that's around, and that guy keeps his property, and you lose everything.
My show, Tois is saying one shot, he's saying another shot.
That's what says. They don't split the chayv. You could go after
why
individually.
Is he,
you go
why
in.
Is he 100%?
He's not, but you couldn't. It could come out that he will be.
Why is he
if whatever way, maybe I grabbed it. I don't know. I didn't finish reading it.
No. That's not what he's saying. No. He's saying...
Huh? Maybe. You should go after individuals after the split. Oh, shine. That's not what he's saying?
Switch out the white in or no?
More split, if it didn't come out of your state...
Stand out until it switches.
All right. Very good.
Figured it out.
There's two dim shotim over here.
It's on a timer.
And the chiddush is that he's allowed to do that because it's a matana. Matana kara rachmona matana adamat liyoda afchei b'chor adamat liyoda. Rabbi Yomer, Amar Kro, Pishnayim, Makish, chelik b'chor el chelik pasha. Ma chelik pasha afchei l'mat liyoda. He says even though it didn't come to his afchei b'chor afchei l'mat liyoda, it's considered he gets it. Rabbanu Nami aksev pishnayim. Ha'ul l'mitvle achan metzah. That's only that he's allowed to take it. He's allowed to take his second chelik next to his other field that he has. Rabbi Nami aksev losses loy. Ha'hushim amar any noitov any noisin rishoy. That's what losses loy is telling you. Amar apapa dikla va'olim ara va'olim. You have a date tree that became very thick. It grew ara va'asik sirtun. You have a ground that they got prettier. It means the dirt surrounded it. They got nicer. The kula amar pligi l'shakel. That they take, the Bechor takes Pishnayim, even though it got nicer, because that's Memelo. Keep pligi b'chafura v'hava shufli, shlufi v'hava tamri. These are things, the Maris of Ashrach, the Melo, the Maris of Ishtani, it's considered the name, it's a name change. It went from chafura v'hava shufli, chafura is a shachas, is what shachas field is. Right, so it changed name basically from shachas is a not grain. Shachas is a is unripened something. V'chein shlufi dekolim shefrichu peres nasa achin tomorrow now became dates. So these are shvachta mela, but the other manava says no. It's called it's a different name. Once it's a different name, it's a shem achar. That's not called Mamela. Mamela means that the status that the father left it, it just got better or stayed. It, right. But not that it changed the name. Once it changed the name, maybe that's not what's called. Amar Rab Baruch Hanan Baruch Hiya. Also, Kedivri Rebbe. Also. Who?
According to both, it happened because of something.
Yeah, but once it changes, once it had such a makeover. That's not called Mamela. The question is, it's Mamela. That's the whole question. Yeah, you say that's the Chiddush over there. Even if it didn't, you didn't do anything. That's what Gemara is saying. That Manamar says that even if you didn't do anything, if it changes the name, that's not what your father left. That's not Mochsuk. Mochsuk means what he left. That's a Shiloh. One Manamar says, no, Lamais is what he left. And one says, like you. The other Manamar says, Lamais is the name change. I'm Rabbi Rachan, I'm Rechir, also Kadibir Rabbi, also Kadibir Racham, also. It means it doesn't. We don't know which way to paskin, so whichever way you do is good. Mesapkale, yaloch karebi mechavei roi, le mechavei rov, or yaloch karebi mechavei roi, but not from a rab, mafin mechavei rov. Aloch is like that. I'm a rach, I'm a rab, also lasses kadiri rabbi. Why? Because he holds ksav aloch karebi mechavei rov. Veloi mechavei roi, veloi mechavei rov, not from a rab. But Nachman, they are mut lasses kadiri rabbi, because he holds ksav aloch karebi mechavei rov, filo mechavei rov. I'm a rabbi. Also, last give a rabbi. Now I'll do give a rabbi. Vim also he kasava matan itma. Now we're referring to. This is not referring to a yachid. The Rishbam says this is referring to a dying that's paskening. A dying that's paskening. He's allowed to. It's not called tov b'dvar mishnah. If a guy paskens like rabbi or like chachamim, it's not tov b'dvar mishnah. He's allowed. You're allowed to leave the psak because lemaisa we don't know who to pasken like. So and even though we hold that the Maskanas Gemara comes out that Halacha is not like Rebbe and we pass like Chachamim, that's only Al Tzmatin, Not because the halacha is like a chomer. We don't know. It's because we go usually with this halacha of chachamim, because he's more, but that's the chatchila, but b'diavad, if you pass like Rebbe, we're going to leave you alone. Tanu Rav Nachum, Mashar Sifri, the Beirav. Now the Gemara is going to bring two brises that go either way. B'chol Asher Yimotzaloi, Prat L'Shvach, Shesh Bichu Yorsh L'Achim Izaviyem. It says, B'chol Asher Yimotzaloi, what's the pasuk over there? The Bechor, he gets Pishnaim. That's only only things that are there. Things that the Yoshim, that's not called Mamelo, that's called something that they put in, they didn't be a dime. That's that the Bechor does not get double. Shokel, Umani Rebihi. Tony Ramachama, Bishar Sifri de Beirav, another Brizer, Choshi Mutzle Prat, Lashvach, Shafn Chos Lachem Zavian. The Kolshkin Shvach, Shvich Yosh Lachem Zavian, the Loishakal. Oman Rabban, that's going to go into Rabban. So you have either way. I'm going to read on a Shmuel. Ein Bechor Neutil Pishnaim Bimalva. Bechor does not take Pishnaim Bimalva. So it must be Laman. Who's this going like? Elam Larabonon, Hash the Shvach, the Isabir Shusi, Am Rabban, Loishakal. They hold even Shvach that comes from Mele, you don't take. So. Milvim Ibaya, of course it came. So that's not Rabban. Ella Rebbe. Velo Tanya, we have a Brisa. Rebbe says you do get Shtar. Yosh Shtar Choyv. Bechon Nadu Bishtayim. Bein B'Milva, Bein B'Ribis. So Mani, Lo Rebbe Lo Rabbanon. Who's it going like? So Gemara says, no. The Chiddush is like Rabbanon. We don't say the Chiddush. Because we already know you don't take even Shvach, Shachon, and Chos, Ma'acham, Misa. Lo Elam, Lo Rabbanon. Vitzach. There's a Chiddush over here. So that, I mean, a Malva. Kiven the Nokit Shtar. It's command the Gav Yadomia. Since you're holding on to the shtar, it's as if it's gavui. So that's muchzuk. So that's better than shvach shishbich nechassim. Because shvach shishbich nechassim, that wasn't here. But a shtar choiv, it's here. Command the gavui. No, that's not called command the gavui. The bottom line is right now, it's just a piece of paper. The money's not here. And the money's not here. That's not called the command the gavui. That's not called that it's muchzuk. Sholchu mitam.
Your bond would be an issue.
Bond stams is an issue because bond is, even if... I'm saying bond is even according to Rebbe an issue. Bond is an issue even according to Rebbe, who holds that Malva is commander Govli. If a bond is not guaranteed, if it's guaranteed, it's commander Govli.
No, but it's not getting it till later.
It's commander Govli. According to if you hold like Rebbe, if you hold like Rabbanon, you're right. Rabbanon, you're right. Rabbanon holds, but Rabbanon holds even a piece of karka you don't get. Even an animal. Because once it's shavchu, it wasn't dem shas ma'isa, you don't get it. So if you pass on your button, you're really in trouble. Shalchim matam, b'chor no... Savings account for sure, because you're giving the money to the bank. Your moms don't have it. That's
why?
Usually, because you don't... A savings account, they don't put your money into... It's a loan to the bank.
What do they do with the bond?
No, a bond is a piece of paper that's guaranteed.
To check, exactly. You're taking the money and using it, right?
That is the money. That is the money.
No, the bond is the money.
It's like you can take that to the bank. I
got a statement you have also.
For the base value, for sure.
No.
But it's ready to rent that star for a loan.
Like the check.
Huh?
I know, but the bank does not give you back money.
What?
The bank gives you money plus interest if you want.
I know, but they don't give you back. They don't give you back your money. When you put money in the bank, they take that money. They put it. They invest it. When you come to collect, you want your money, they'll give you back money. So now they owe you money. A bond, I don't think a bond works that way. A bond, it's a value right there. I don't know. If you lose a paper bond, I don't think you're done. I had this with someone who lost somebody's bond. They want to take them to the entire $10,000 bond. A guy gave somebody a bond to hold. The guy lost it. Guy says, okay, they call the Rav. The Rav's like, first of all, you lose a bond, it's not over. You could find out where you got the bond. You could get a new bond. It's a big job, but you could get it. And second of all, he says, go back and find the bond. That's what the rabbi said.
Look again.
So the person says, I looked everywhere. I called the person up. I said, listen, the rabbi says, go back and find the bond. So he says, I looked everywhere. I said, where was it? It was in a drawer. Maybe it pulled the drawer out. Maybe it fell behind the drawer. And then, no, there's no way. It was in the bottom. Everything was in the bottom of the drawer. Okay, fine. Don't pull the drawer. I don't know. So whatever. They called me back like 2 hours later. They pulled all three drawers out. It was on the bottom of the thing. But it wasn't a $10,000 bond. It was a $50 bond. I called the rub back. I said, by the way, it's a $50 bond. He says, okay, fine. Thank you very much.
That's why I got lost.
$50 bond.
$50 bonds get lost.
$50 bonds bought for $25.
Exactly.
You know?
Those get lost. $10,000 bonds.
That was what he gave. He thought he gave the $10,000 bond.
Who gave it to who?
Bechor neitel bishnayim b'milva. A bechor takes pishnayim in a milva. Avaloi b'ribis. So Gemara's Laman, again Laman, because we just finished saying that Rebbe holds, you get even on the ribbis. You don't even take an animal who's there. As a baby, you don't take. These rishus, I'm Rabbanon L'Shok, Milva Mimbaya, El Rebbe. Will the Rebbe be ribbis loy? But then Rebbe, I'm Bechonot B'Shaim, Ben Milva and ribbis. So who's going like? Loy Lom Rabbanon. Well, Malva, come on the guy. Gemara says, even according to Rabbanon, maybe a Milva's come on the guy with me. But ribbis, that's not Commander Gavia. It means the piece of paper is on the loan, but not on the on the ribbis. And that's where the chiddush is, that the ribbis is not. Abish kosav shtar milva. The Rashbam bavarns you. Abish kosav shtar milva. Command the gavi dami. Hayol v'nakat shtar. Avo ribis. I've got the nakat shtar. Bekvar over as man. Meshemez aviv. Loy. The ain loch roy kazed dover. Shloy hayol shloy ma'olam. Avo mois milva. The kashokum mois alvei. Of an inter shtar muksa biyad and makum mois. Avo yikum moy mashkin. Uvez akumoy the mavish nech mashkin lo shakol pishnai. The bachoyv got a mashkin. He's saying the choyv is considered. The piece of paper is like a mashkin on the choyv. The choyv is kind of mashkin. But when it comes to the ribbis, I've got the nukat shtar, kvar over as mam, shemez aviv loyd. Ein lach roi kazeh. Dover, shloy hoi shloy ma'olam. Because it was never his, that's why. Right, that's what he's saying the ribbis was never his. Ribbis it says in the shtar that if you don't pay in a certain amount of time, you get a bonus of $100. But that was never the father's. The money was the father's. The father lent the guy $100,000. There's a shtar. That always belonged to the father. So as long as the shtar, it's like you b'chayv kena mashkin. So yeah, it's like he has it in his hand. That's muchzik. When it comes to the ribbis was never his. Just because it says in the shtar that you get ribbis after 100 days, if you don't pay back, doesn't mean it was his. That's roy. That's
not considered
payment
of
debt. No. If what? Well, you had a hatiska. It's written differently, but I'm saying you could have it written. A guy, yeah. All right. We'll continue here tomorrow because it goes to the Amud. Yeah. Where are we up to the Mishnah? Anybody know? Yud? Are we up to Yud? Anybody know what up to? Chamisha kinyanim kana kodesh baruch hu ba'olamai. There are five things that are close to God that he values. Ve'elohein Torah, kinyan echad. Shemayim va'aretz, kinyan echad. Avram, kinyan echad. Yisrael, kinyan echad. B'smish, kinyan echad. Torah minayin l'chzev Hashem koni reishit da'ak kedem mipo'ol ha'maoz. Shemayim va'aretz minayin l'chzev koyam Hashem ha'shemayim kisiv va'aretz adon ragloi. Eze bayis shtivim li. Ve'eze makum nechazim. Ve'ayim emar abu ansach Hashem kolum chalam v'siz ha'maoz kinyan echad. Avram minayin l'chsev v'yevachay v'yemar v'yem baruch Avram l'keil elyon k'nosh mayim v'aretz. Yisrael minayin l'chsev ad yabah amcha Hashem ad yabah amzuknisa. V'ayim l'kdosh b'ash v'aretz heima v'adir k'chav v'tzman b'smeg j'minayin l'chsev mochen sh'tuch ba'at Hashem k'dosh k'on yindecha. V'ayim v'avim agvul k'ot shahar zeh k'on tzayim inoy. Tomorrow is Yeralav.